Listen up, you purple-haired commie liberal snowflake listeners.
Beta males.
Beta males. If you're easily offended, this
may or may not be for you. It'll give you some, what are they good?
Some fodder.
That's funny that you say that, because Sean sent a few of us the press release of the pig name for us to okay or look for grammatical errors or anything. And he goes, if you want to add any new fodder to this, let me know. And I remember responding, I had like one change and I was like, other than that, I'm good with this fodder. Never heard of that before.
It's good fodder.
Anyways, this will just give you ammo for your next thing that you're going to be pissed at. You can use some of the comments and apply it to something else that you're very upset on social media.
Yeah, just copy and paste. You're good to go. This is episode 102.
We talk about our first homestand like four times, depending on when the mic's cut out and it stopped recording.
So there were some great stories that we just weren't going to go back and tell.
No. So you might have heard an April Fool's joke. You might have not.
Yeah, no.
We'll see. And then we talk about Ozempic and the fallout / rise to the top. In a theory, Ozempic kind of was very, very symbolic of Easter weekend.
Mm.
Pretty bad at first, but at the end, he is risen.
Well, I can see
the Hey, sir, now that you've risen, can you please help out our podcast situation?
Our podcast needs.
Thank you.
All right. If there was an edit from what we were talking about till now, that's because there was technical glitches. So we're just going to start with, hey, we had a homestand, opening homestand. And it was not without some beautiful, I don't want to call it drama, just we had some snow days going on.
It just got, we got... I don't even know how many inches.
We tarped on Monday, then had to take the tarp off really early Tuesday because the snow came.
Tarp Sunday. It was I was at my family's. We tarped on Sunday.
They tarped on Sunday because it was supposed to go from rain, snow to rain.
Yep.
But that snow was like, uh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they called us in.
So it didn't even like rain at all on Monday.
And then it was just.
It snowed a lot again on Tuesday. So taking the tarp off the field while it was snowing was brutal. And we had to get it off. Otherwise, it would have been frozen to the ground because it wasn't supposed to get that warm the next few days. That was, man, I just remember looking over at our fellow new interns' faces like, what the fuck is this shit? And you could tell they didn't really prepare. No mittens, no gloves, no hats. And we were out there for a solid, depending on when you got to work that day, we were supposed to pull the tarp off at 9:30, but the snow started earlier. So they're like, grounds crew is like,
come in as soon as you can.
Yeah. At 8:30, we're starting this process. So we were out there from 8:30 to 10.
Yeah. I got here right around 9, and that's just about when we started to pull the
tarp. Oh, it was brutal because the snow was so heavy on top of it, so we could go, and it was super slippery on the tarp, so you couldn't get any traction under your feet, so you'd go a little bit like an accordion style and then you'd have to go back.
And there's a way where we have to walk 15 yards, pinch it,
oh my gosh,
and then pull it towards you, so you're folding it in layers, and it was frictionless.
It was brutal. There was so much snow that got wrapped up in that tarp. It was one heavy heifer. But then we got to roll it out on Friday and get that snow out of there because it did not, it was insulated. It did not melt or anything.
No.
So if you ever need to keep something cold or something, I guess you could just throw it in the tarp or warm. So
yeah, that'll be interesting to see what's wrapped up in there. We
did not find Tater's bandana.
Oh.
We lost it in all the scurry on Tuesday.
I'm sure when we unroll it, it'll be in there with an intern we've forgotten about.
We already unrolled it. That's what we fixed it on Friday.
Oh, you fixed it. That's what you said. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It's gone.
Now, there was no game, so.
We had no game on Friday.
So what happens with that game? Do we declare that a loss or is that
nothing.
Just nothing? All right.
It's a canceled game, not a postponed game, a canceled game. Since there are so many, like, this is happening because of this. So game canceled Friday night, not postponed because Two, they don't ever want to play doubleheaders on opening day. They will never allow it. So we couldn't have a doubleheader on Saturday.
We were
Sunday.
Which we had a doubleheader for anyway.
Which, okay, yeah. We'll get into all of that stuff. Sunday, it was the getaway day for the Clippers, and they had a flight to catch Sunday night. So we could, unless we started early, early, early in the morning on Sunday, we wouldn't have been able to have a doubleheader. And it was Easter Sunday, so it's like...
Yeah, it's someone else's day. Don't start too early. Yeah.
So that is why it is a canceled game, for the fact that also we play Columbus again there and here, but not till the second half of the season.
So it doesn't matter.
This game will not matter. Like, we can't tack on an extra game on the second half. We would have needed to play it in the first half. And so now, doesn't matter. That's why it was a canceled game. Saturday.
And those halves being because the way we're structured is you'll have a first half of the season champion winner. Yeah, second half. And then they meet, and then there's completely different players. So completely different. So that's why it doesn't matter. Yeah.
So dumb. Anyways. And then Saturday, our game was supposed to be at 2, and on Friday, they made the decision to delay it to 5, because Ground Crew didn't think that they were going to have the field ready by 2, which, all right, ended up working out just fine, but I want to say I think we could have still played at 2. They got it ready pretty well. I'm sure the extra 3 hours helped them to not stress about getting it ready.
I think it's that stress, which would be...
It was nice out on Saturday, though. It would have been nice to play at a 2
o'clock. Even though you and I may not have a lot to do with getting the field ready, you're still part of whatever action is, and you're feeling that when you're kind of going home and stuff like that.
So we played at 5, opening day, 5 o'clock, with the worst packaged giveaway I've ever had in my entire life. Took the process from A to B over 2 hours. To get these, and it should never take that long for getting them separated. And
so we gave away hoodies.
You couldn't tell the size of the hoodies on the box, A, because it was written in like Chinese. Then you had to open the box. And when you open the box, you couldn't just look at the hoodie because they were individually packaged. And normally, even if they're individually packaged, you can see the size.
Tag. Yeah.
On the tag on the inside, the clear, but you couldn't see the tag on the inside. So you had to open them up and just throw up that Lord's Prayer that just because that top one was an XL, that the rest of that box are an XL. And guess what? They weren't. So it was brutal. And guess what? We get to do it again because we have 2 of those hoodies.
Yes. And we know that, when you give fans the option for a size, then it comes negotiating and bartering and eventually guilting because they weren't here on time.
Can I have an XL? Do they run big? I don't know what you consider big, ma'am. Well, do you think they're going to shrink? They were $10. They're definitely shrinking. They're pretty cheap.
Keep them away from open flame.
Yeah. You know. So, and then
they're actually two minutes later, comfortable.
They're pretty soft. Yeah. And then 2 minutes later, they come back like, yeah, I think I'm going to size up on this. Sorry. Can I exchange this?
Yeah. Can you go take a number and wait in line, please?
Yeah.
43.
Good stuff. So that was Saturday. And then the game was barely over 2 hours. It was great.
And you gave that game, being the opening weekend, a very high
night,
mark. Yeah.
An A+.
Yeah.
On everything. Interns, video board, running new video boards, all of that stuff. An A+.
New games, which we're still tweaking. But when you get done, you're like, I don't know how this is going to go. I didn't hate that. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, okay, this is
we can build off of
this
that.
This has got like, however, we replaced Sumo for a myriad of reasons, not just because 3 people got knocked out last year, but the new one, which is just these kids and orbs, started off with a bang. We had legs going everywhere. Balls going everywhere, but I already said it. And it's like, this is going to work. This is going to work. This is going to work. And then the kid passed out. And I thought, we're not going to start
this
way.
April Fool's. He didn't pass out.
Nope. He was just playing the bit.
He was. Yeah. And I was proud of him after the fact. But during it, I was like, you got to be kidding. I can't believe he just got concussed again.
Yeah. Just that in the stomach, which stayed there the rest of the night. Oh. So I overthought it.
Mine was gone after
I
saw him smile.
Gave some suggestions. Realized those suggestions aren't needed because they're still... contestants going to do what they want.
Yeah.
But they work. And then I think the most proud thing, so we only had four interns, five interns?
Five on Saturday, four on Sunday.
Everything ran particularly smoothly. Sierra gave it an A+. If it was a regular season game, B+. So still doing pretty well.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Sunday's game went smoothly, but it was just boring.
It was boring. It was Easter Sunday. It's not like the weather was terrible, but it wasn't great. So it was only like 43
degrees. Kudos to the hardcore fans that were there, but yeah, it looked like a fall.
No, it wasn't sunny. It was just a blah day. And for it being Easter and a Sunday, because Sunday crowds are usually more laid back and calm anyways, but it was just, this just doesn't feel like a Saints game. Felt like us doing promotions, even though they went fine on the field and the contestants were fine. I mean, you had to be, I told the interns, I was like, this is one of the games that I am not going to judge at all. You just need to find bodies to do these promotions. Like, if we have 7,000-8,000 fans, be selective about who we're picking to do them.
Yeah.
Today, we're just doing them.
Yeah.
And we only had a couple thousand fans in the ballpark, but the game is just, it was quiet. There was no energy. It was, again, just boring.
And just warm enough that you weren't freezing, but just cold enough that you didn't feel like moving.
Well, yeah. Again, if the sun was out, I think it would have been a different story.
But then it went into extra innings.
Yay. Twice.
Twice. Wild.
But guess what? The Saints won. They're 2-0.
And how did Duke do?
They lost.
Shoot.
That's okay.
I did get something out of the way right off the bat. Went to do the eyeball race. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? And then after the third person, do you recognize me? I'm like, I do. Who are you?
Oh, intern? It was Isaac.
Isaac, the intern from last year.
Uh-huh.
But when you're in mode or whatever. So I was like, all right, now I feel like I got that out of the way. Isaac, nice to see you. Blah, blah, blah.
Great.
We are good to go. And going back to eyeballs, these things were pristine, clean, very happy. Right after the big, what are we going to, let's come up with what we're going to call them, the orb balls, knocker balls.
I call them knocker balls because okay, that's what I know them as.
Knocker balls. The eyeballs decided that they were going to do that while running. Yeah. And so they're hitting into a wall down to the ground. I didn't realize that the cement wall has now been covered in right field as well. So, but they got knocked into that. And so we have to tell them these will not protect you. Plus, just keep them clean.
Yeah.
Just keep them clean.
We literally just got them dry cleaned and they look so, it's like if you just brushed your teeth and they feel nice and fresh and then you went and took like a bite of an Oreo dirt cake and you have all over your teeth. That happened within the first 3 seconds of saying go on that promotion. One of the eyeballs went straight into the wall and then fell on the ground.
The best part is I'm standing 20 yards behind Sierra. The minute it goes down, Sierra just turns around and makes eye contact like, there you go.
But it was good. But in terms of entertainment, that was a very entertaining eyeball race. So I was okay with it.
Yeah. Like, no, it went well.
What it was.
But that cold, just even though you're not exerting energy, just takes it out of you. Because I still, like I said, Saturday night, I felt drunk. This morning, I just felt kind of slightly beat up. And
yeah.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Agreed.
But it's also going to help.
Fighting sickness, too. If you can't tell, us.
So forgive me while I wax poetic here, because I can get defensive and I don't mean to be whiny. But we had national attention this week.
We did. Still going on.
And when I say national attention, I mean, a couple people said things and then.
No, it turned into national news
but
stories.
But they were all. AP got a hold of it. So it was actually in the New York Post.
You know, I never
NBC
heard of
News,
what AP was until.
Now
I know. I've heard of Associated Press. I've never heard anyone call it AP. But now in the last like 4 days, I've heard like 7 people say, yeah, AP got a hold of it. And I was like, how do people know this? Maybe I need to read more. Maybe I need to follow the news. But I don't want to follow the news if this is what the news is.
It is, because the news gets depressing. So I'm everything that's going on in the world right now, it's like I want to be knowledgeable. I want to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I turn it on, I get angry. So I'm like, I'd rather be dumb.
Okay.
Right now.
I'm fine with being dumb and ignorant.
So
actually, I shouldn't say ignorant. I don't want to be ignorant. Naive.
Naive is, yeah, that's exactly. Like
I would say that's how I am when it comes to news, is I'm very naive to all of it. Like, politics and all of the different things going on. I just don't pay attention to it. So
late at night, so time for my wife and I to watch TV. She loves watching crime dramas. She loves watching Missing Kids. So, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, no, I've just spent the entire day working. I want the most mindless crap.
I have those days too. Yeah. That's why, honestly, that's why I watch a lot of reality TV. I know it's not real, but I get that. But it's something that I don't need to focus my 100% attention on it while I throw it on while I'm doing other things. And it's, but yet it's entertaining enough to like keep it on in the background.
Get it going. So before we go into that, I think we've talked about this before, but the Minneapolis or the Minnesota Department of Transportation has a snowplow naming contest every year. So people put these in. So 2023's, have we gone over this? You're a Blizzard Harry. That was a suggested name.
I don't think we've gotten it on here. We've done that for names on the board before.
Yeah. So Blizzo, I thought that was good. Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Better Call Salt. Mm-hmm. Hans Snowlo. Blader Dot Hot Dish. That's a little hard to say. Scoop, There It Is.
Uh-huh.
These are for snowplows. Sleetwood Mac. That one made me laugh. I didn't see 2022s before. Betty Whiteout.
Yeah.
Control Salt Delete. That's very good. The Big Leplowski, Plowsaurus Rex, Scoop Dog. So anyway,
right.
This is, you know, so the way we name our pig, how it, just because I need you to lay down the groundwork.
Okay.
Because everyone has an idea of how this particular pig, any pig, gets named. But how do we do it, Sierra Bailey?
So it is a contest partnering with the Star Tribune. They use their platform for the form for people to fill out. People submit names. This year we had almost 2,300. It was like 2,298. Mm-hmm. And I go through them, or a few of our staff sometimes. This year it was only me, but a few of our staff goes through them, all of them, and picks 20 to 25 to write up on the board for our staff to vote from. Ones from this year were...
And you said even before this process began out for the board was like... This year's batch is not
I didn't think they were that
overwhelming.
Good.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were that good. There wasn't one that I read that I was like, that's the winner right there. Because like 2020, when we named the pig, a clear winner was this little piggy stayed home. Like, obviously, that was so good. When Prince passed away, Little Red Porkette, obvious winner. This year, I didn't think we had an obvious winner. So it was just random ones all the way from like... Oh, man.
The ones we always get. Crispy Bacon.
Taylor Swift. Or I don't even include Kevin Bacon or anything like that. But Sloppenheimer.
What was the Selena Gomez one?
No, it was Ariana Muy Grande.
Oh, which made me laugh.
It did make me laugh, too.
So,
but guess what? If we would have named our pig Ariana Muy Grande, people would probably think that we're calling her fat. Which is, or if we went with Taylor Swift, they would think that we're calling Taylor Swift a pig, which is ridiculous.
Yes. So the one thing we really have to emphasize is not only are we having a fun play on words, but it's something you have to be able to say now 70 plus times during the season.
Well, only half now that we do two ball pigs throughout the year.
True.
However, it's all it is a lighthearted play on words of something that is relevant.
Culturally
at that
relevant.
Moment.
Yep. That doesn't go much deeper than that.
It has no connection to anything else. Nothing.
If there's nothing, and I'm gonna break away for a second here. If there's nothing else in this world that I'm very passionate about, it is satire. That is what I've done for 30 years. And I'm talking satirical comedy. This is what I grew up with. Mm-hmm. And the definition of satire is you're just commenting on society. So how you're doing that. Me as a writer, when we come up with these things, we don't make fun of things. We have fun with things.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that sometimes we do poke the bear? Yes, because in order to make something better, you have to point out a problem. You have to play the bad guy. You know, and that's why I stopped doing sketch comedy. Because, you know, in order to get my point across, I may need to play a racist. I may need to play something that you don't particularly like. But guess what? By the end, if I've learned my lesson, mm-hmm. we've got that. But we're now at a point where people are like, I don't like that. I don't want to listen. Hold on.
Yeah.
I am
Shame
an actor.
Shame on you.
Just because I say I'm a racist right now on stage, I'm playing a character. This is not me. You know, and people are having a very hard time with that. I'm going to go to my mentor, Dudley Riggs. His definition of satire is you're holding a mirror up to society and saying, take a look at what's around you. Take a look at yourself. People don't like looking at themselves. Mm-hmm. So they get mad instantly.
Oh, yeah.
And the one
it's a lot
thing,
easier to get mad too right now, because you can get mad without feeling embarrassed that you're getting mad because nobody knows who you are because it's all on social media.
Exactly. And the last thing I have to say is the mantra is if everything is sacred, nothing is funny.
Uh-huh.
That's it. So, and sure. I've told you many times, I love when we do the German or the Irish nights because you can have a little fun going a little beyond the line. Mm-hmm. Not destroying the line, not trying to offend anyone. But if everything is sacred, nothing is funny. I had to write a sketch making fun of left-handed people because, and the whole thing was, you know, why are you this way? And blah, blah, blah. It's like, accept me for who I am. You know, the most ridiculous.
Yeah.
Whittled down to these are the only people we can make fun of now, the left-handed and the Irish, you know. And so with that being said, we are going to have fun with, we're not going to make fun of.
Uh-huh.
That was a large intro. But like I said, there's nothing. I will fight that to the day I die.
So what did we name our pig this year, Josh? All by a staff vote by literally each round.
Yes. So three rounds of voting.
Was it three? It might have been four.
And then we waited over the weekend. So yes. We had some other people come in and throw it. Ozempig.
Ozempig.
And that's
Ozempig.
That's the problem is when I found out the name, I was like, oh, because it's just one of those. You got to say it just right. You know, yeah. if you don't know what it is, then you have to explain it. But you
Ozempig.
Know what? Told my uncle about it. And he was one of the first people on Ozempic.
Oh, really?
Because he anytime you're like, what are you on? It's like, he lit up. He just loved it. And so it was very funny. However, not everybody liked.
Apparently, it depends on what social media
platform. Yeah.
Yeah. That you saw it on. Because I guess Twitter was fine with it, or X.
Twitter. I guess they also Facebook had very little responses it, for which, the most part.
Which I would have thought that would have been completely opposite. I would have assumed Facebook. I feel like people on Facebook are the type of people that complain about things. So I would have thought about that because
I thought the opposite of that because anyone who's on Facebook, according to my kids, are old people.
Well, yeah, those are the ones that find issue with everything, though.
Yeah, well, it's now it seems like Instagram, which is a little more hip, are the younger. I'm going to throw my two cents in here.
Yeah.
And but either way, Facebook was generally positive. It did take a negative slant. And then Instagram. They're calling Sierra Bailey out by name. Here's her address.
That's sad.
Here you go.
At first, somebody called out me and Sean saying, you guys need to address these comments. One, no, I don't. This is a Saints thing, not a Sierra thing. Mm-hmm. Two, you will never catch me commenting a negative. You will rarely catch me commenting positive on anybody's social media. I am just not a social media person. Mm-hmm. I'll throw some likes here and there to get my algorithm to where I like to see of the nutrition and like fitness and whatever stuff like that, other things. But also I will never, ever be rude to someone on social media because I just think you are the lowest of the low. Even if I don't agree with something, you're why? That's so dumb. It's just bringing negativity into your own life. Anyways, so no, I'm not going to comment on these stupid Instagram posts. I didn't even look at the comments. I just kept hearing from our staff of how bad they were.
Well, let me tell you what we got here, Sierra Bailey.
Oh, gosh.
So I actually...
So let's just say for the first 2 to 3 days, maybe, locally, there was pressure. Are you going to change the name? Mm. Should we change the name? People wrote... I'd say we got maybe 3 calls.
Oh, wow.
But there are people that are very upset, and the people that were upset were very upset. So it makes it seem like this is going very badly, like it's not being accepted, whatever. But you look at all the likes on likes and the people who said they loved it still outweighed by a ton the negative. It's just the negative people were loud about it. And then it got national attention. So, and now when it got national attention, people love it. Nationally, people love it. It's so weird, but whatever. So you can read some of these comments, but let's just say it went from, what just happened? How are people taking this a bad way? Should we actually had a meeting? There's like five of us that sat upstairs and talked for a half an hour. Should we change the name? And we ended up not. But now it's like people are on the, it completely flipped. And now the majority of people are like, that is the funniest weekend. Freaking thing I've ever.
This was in our back of our mind. We're going to drop that and not think about it anymore. And like Sierra said, I that's just wonderful. Yeah. Funny in theory. We're going to do our best.
This was a fun one.
Yeah. Episode 92. Here is me making this noise.
It's opening day with gates wide open under the skyline. Welcome to this place.